Fritz Scholder, Lusueño. Born Breckenridge, Minnesota, 1937. Died Phoenix, Arizona, 2005. Indian and Contemporary Chair, 1970. Oil on Linen. Fritz Scholder undercuts nostalgic stereotypes that confine Native people to long-gone landscapes and points to the complexities of living in a modern world. Throughout his life, Scholder struggled with his dual identity as a Native American and white man. He rejected the label of American Indian artist and instead found his inspiration in mid-20th century artists such as Wayne Thiebaud. Later in his career, Scholder began creating images of indigenous people in direct response to what he perceived as the over-romanticized paintings of the noble savage. In the past, white artists have often depicted indigenous subjects in natural settings, grounding their identity within the landscape. In Indian and Contemporary Chair, Scholder's choice to place his subject indoors in a mid-century modern chair undercut stereotypes that confine Native people to nostalgic landscapes and points to the complexities of living in a modern world. Smithsonian American Art Museum, gift of Judge and Mrs. Oliver Seth.
Continue listening to hear a visual description of the artwork.
In this painting, formatted like a collage, the outline of an abstract human form with dark hair sits on a white chair with a flared base, atop a dark purple oval rug. An orange-colored four-legged animal lies on the rug to the figure's left. A band of alternating light and dark green rectangles fills the top one quarter of the painting.